Hello?
Hey, B, it's Mom.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Welcoming in 2014.
Yeah, happy belated New Year.
Yeah, happy belated New Year. But can you tell a lick of difference?
Well, no, and I thought we would do something like a year-end wrap-up or talk about things that, I don't know, we found significant in the last New Year. But really, when I thought about it, all the stories seemed like they were kind of the same stories we talk about every single year.
Except with different names.
Right, except with different names.
There's always some politician, some scandal, but you just have to exchange the name.
Right, and yeah, you can sometimes flop the political party.
Right.
And if it's a pop star acting out, you can just switch the name there.
Yeah, Madonna, Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sports. There's always some kind of a sports scandal or something that's going on in the sports world. And you can always just kind of switch. You know, it's in either the NBA or the NFL. It's always the same. But don't you think it's because basically we're all voyeuristic? And
yeah,
we really want to know this kind of stuff, but we don't want people knowing that we like knowing this kind of trash. That's why I don't, you know, subscribe to people. I just read it at the grocery store.
Right, or buy it in the airport.
Oh, yeah, I love to buy it in the airport. But what's better is either Star or InTouch, because they're even trashier, you know. But I don't want people to know. And, you know, look at me. On my favorites, it's E, you know, entertainment.
Right.
Yeah. And I go on that. But, yeah, I think that we do just kind of live vicariously, though, through celebrities and sports stars and whatever. What do you think?
Well, I do, and I think every year at this time, all these year-end wrap-ups, there's always, why weren't we more outraged about this, and I feel like people are always surprised that folks either care too much about this event or didn't give enough credence to this event. But I feel like that's also been happening forever.
Forever. It goes on and on. I mean, I wonder, why did we talk more about Miley Cyrus than Marissa Mayer, you know, from Yahoo?
Right.
Because, see, she's had a full year at Yahoo, blah, blah, blah. We hadn't talked about that, but, boy, have we talked about that wrecking ball and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, and that's sort of the other thing where if you're a pundit on one side or the other, that's kind of your time to jump in and say we should have been more pissed off or given more traction to this story. And
yeah,
once again, at the end of the year, you can flip-flop whatever party and you can pick your scandal and beat a drum about it.
Yeah, and see who wins. But then, you know, and I'm tired of pundits, too. I'm tired of, you know, there are times when I have to turn off the TV because I think, oh, my God, I'm letting Anderson Cooper think for me. You know,
well,
I think we're really into listening too much and buying into too much to what they have to say.
Definitely, and I was alerted to this kind of how formulaic their arguments are. When we were down for Christmas, and my father-in-law was telling me something Rush Limbaugh had said, and it was so far-fetched, and it always follows this train of logic that I find fascinating. It's always, here is the doom and gloom scenario, and things aren't like they used to be, so we should be really upset about it.
And things aren't like they used to be is one of my pet peeves.
And that is tons of of their lines of reasoning. And you can pick whatever side, but a lot of it is all goes back to, like, especially if you're a conservative white male, there's a big fear that your world is gonna change. And so they have this the good old days mythology that you know. In fact, he brought me this article that was really interesting. It was about beer, and it was this woman who must be, I want to say, in her 60s or 70s, talking about beer and the craft beer revolution. And it basically was all this, why can't things be like they used to be? And probably they shouldn't be, because we used to make really terrible beer. But her mythologizing was like, and all these newfangled, you know, it's, you could have substituted for someone talking about technology.
Exactly. And, you know, I love it when people go, oh, things aren't like they used to be. In the 1950s, the Leave It to Beaver era, it was so great. And my thought on that is, yeah, it was great if you were white and you were male.
It was so great. We had racism and sexism and inequality. It was so great.
Yeah. Me being from the Deep South and being a woman, I'm like, no, I don't want to go back to the 50s. Please don't take me there. I've got a vacuum in pearls.
Yeah, and there was actually a great interview with John DeLorean about designing the GTO. And he was talking about the GTO and coming up with the design and how it was kind of revolutionary. And then he said something that I found really, really fascinating. He said, people always come up to me and they say, yeah, you know, but we just don't make cars like we used to. And he said his response to them is, well, thank God. You know, we didn't have anti-lock brakes and airbags and the suspension and technology like we do today. He's like, yeah, he's like, they were unsafe. Like, thank God we don't make
it. Pop test that 1967 442
yeah.
He loves. And so we get in it, and the seat belt, and, you know, you had to pay extra for seat belts. But the seatbelt just goes across your hips, so it would probably injure your kidney or whatever if it stopped. And I thought, why even use this thing?
Yeah.
You know, you're not safe.
No.
Oh, yeah. And the big thing, too, is, oh, in parenting, everybody's upset about the technology. Oh, my God, can you believe this technology's ruining our children, blah, blah, blah. Well, a while back, people were upset when the, you know, car came out, because they were saying, oh, my God, now our kids are all going to get in the back seat and have sex and get pregnant because this car has come out and they're not in the horse and buggy anymore.
Yeah, I heard an article about this when we were driving yesterday. It was a guy talking about how with all the technology, our brains aren't going to develop properly because we're distracted and... Which, I think that seems a little far-fetched, but...
Oh, it's very far-fetched. Well, you know, when y'all were growing up, the big thing were helmets, bike helmets. So I always made sure y'all wore your bike helmet when you rode your bike to school, and then I found out y'all just, you got on your bike and you rode out of my sight and hid the helmet in the bushes.
Yeah, that's true.
But, oh...
But now everyone has bike helmets.
If you didn't wear a helmet. I mean, you know, we've gotten so... Anyway, the point is, doesn't history repeat itself?
It totally does. It totally does, and there's no sense... And I guess that's kind of brings me back to this whole, like, year in review. There's no point in sort of looking back, because it's... One, it's all the same, and... And two, like you said, it's kind of cyclical anyways. And all the things that are the biggest story. For instance, I remember this whole thing a while back about the uproar over Facebook. And Facebook and kids putting their lives online, and it's going to affect their job interviews, and their futures are going to be doomed. And I remember not too long ago, I was with my boss, and we were asking his teenage daughter about Facebook, and she said, yeah, that's not cool, no one uses it anymore. So it was really fascinating, like, this thing that was going to ruin our lives, and now it's like, people my age and your age use it. You know, it's not even cool.
Oh,
so
not even your age. It's my age. You know, us in our 60s, and we're the ones, the young people, they don't even use it.
No, and so this ruiner of lives is now... is like the uncool thing. And I just think that's so funny because that was probably the biggest story of, you know, 2011 or something.
Well, I remember when y'all were growing up, what was that? The Xbox came out? Was it called Xbox? What was that?
Well, Nintendo came out.
Nintendo. Oh, excuse me. And I remember that was going to ruin y'all's lives.
That was totally going
to
ruin our lives.
And I started playing and thinking, they look pretty sane to me. I don't think so. I think they'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. There's always been the next thing, the violent video games, the such and such. The.
Yeah. Isn't life funny? You just can't make it up.
Now, I also thought it was really funny, speaking of, that's another one that always comes up every year, is violent video games. And I was reading a really funny article in that this one video game, I think it's like Battlefield 4, which is this big, like, military shooter, which I'm sure, like, people are going to rail against, like, violence to make. Yet it was made by, like a Swedish team. And they have, like... you know, in a very, like, non-violent country, and they just like to play it because it seems fun. I don't know, I just thought that was kind of fascinating, too.
Yeah, because it was just kind of fun.
Yeah.
Bonanza was going to ruin my life because it was, you know, violent.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think it did. And looking back on Bonanza, I don't think that was very violent. But anyway... you know...
There's always the next big thing. And you're right, it is funny how it peters out.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody talking about Miley Cyrus being so scandalous. I can remember people talking about Marilyn Monroe being so scandalous.
Yeah, exactly.
In every year, and especially in every decade, they're just kind of the same stories. But then I think about, why do we talk about all the negatives? Why don't we talk more about a woman being CEO of Yahoo? I mean, that's a pretty cool story, you know? And I thought it was a really cool story. Did you read the story about Robin Roberts coming out about her sexuality, and there she is, a host on Good Morning America?
I mean, that was great.
There are a lot of positive stories.
I just think it all comes down to, it's just so much easier to hate on stuff. It really is. And I see it in my industry all the time. You know, some new piece of packaging comes out, someone redesigns their logo, and everybody just wants to jump in and hate on it. And it's just the easier way to go. Because
if you're always hating on something, that shows your insecurity, because you've got to hate on it to make yourself feel better. People that really feel good about themselves can take joy in someone's success.
Well, I agree. Because, and it's you're putting yourself out there if you like
away
it.
Away from you.
Well, and I would say you're putting yourself out there if you try to say you like it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing, is if you're trying to support it, you put yourself up for sort of also taking some of that criticism. But if you just hate on it, you put yourself at a distance, and it's safer.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I think that's why we end up with these year-end lists, and it's always like this mix of like a couple heartwarming stories, and then everything is terrible, because it's easy for people to shake their head or nod their head and say, oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. I was perusing something, and there were all these horror stories and terrible things that happened, but the good things that happened were all about animals, how a dog rescued a kid, found his owner, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and I thought, oh, wait, so we're going to rag on human beings as being terrible, horrible, no good, and very bad, but the animals, whoa, they're the heroes.
Yeah. Fuzzy animal stories are what's going to unite this country.
Exactly.
That's the common
good old
That's the common thread between
story.
Us all.
And I have to give a shout out to the funniest video, or I guess you call it video, that went viral is Maple Bacon Dog. Did you see that
one? Yeah, you sent me that one.
Oh, I did. Good, of course. Of course I did. That was the best one. Well, my year in review is, it's 2014, and I can't tell a lick of difference. I still got to get up in the morning, go to work, clean my house, and walk my dogs.
Yeah, pretty much.